Friends, this year should be a special chus marmon of Rosh Hashiyichu, Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Lenishmas Ogdal Zusha Ben Rav Yosef, Lenishmas Shmuel Pinchas Ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi, and we're continuing our Shiurim in the Shari Chaim, the Torah of Maran Agon, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zatzal. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lo Eskatshi Li B'mona V'nich L'mashkan Olein HaMukudash, as if a man says to a woman, marry me with a mana, and then he gives her a mashkon, the din is that she's not mekudeshes. He didn't give her the why, because mana ain't kon, mashkon ain't kon. He didn't give her the money, there's no money here, he didn't give her the money yet, and memela, what is the mashkon worth? Neisvei Rava, the Rav Nachman, kitchev a mashkon mekudeshes, sehiri v'kasha. You can't be Mekadesh with a Mashkon. So here, when he gave her the Mashkon, she's not Mekudeshes. That's Rav Arachnan. Rav says to Rav Nachman, that's what Rav says in the name of Rav Nachman. But then Rav asked Rav Nachman, I don't understand. Okay, we have a Bryce that says that if he's Mekadesh with a Mashkon, she's Mekudeshes. So you can't be Mekadesh with a Mashkon. And so the Gemara said, Mashkon da'cheirim k'der b'yitzchak. There it's talking about someone else's mashkon. In other words, if a man gives a woman his own mashkon, then she's not mekudeshes. But if a man gives a woman a mashkon that he received, the security that he received from somebody else, collateral that he received from someone else, so in such a case, she is mekudeshes, because the Baal Chov is kona mashkon. Ad kan bidivrei Agamar Shitas HaRosh and Siman Yod is that mashkon da'acherim only works if it's Mishkan or Shalob Shah's Halva also. Because then there's a kinyan. If the Mashkon was given not at the time of the Halva, in such a case, there is a valid kinyan. However, if the Mashkon was done B'Shah's Halva also, if the Mashkon was given at the time of the Halva, then that is not, there's no kinyan there, as we see in the Gemara above Metziah. It's not yours to be Mekadesh and Ishan, to be Konavad and Mekarkos. So that's the chilek that the Rush makes between Mishkan or Shalob B'Shas Halva Aso. Then there's a kinyan, and Memela you could be Mekadesh. But Mishkan or Shalob B'Shas Halva Aso, you can't be Mekadesh because there's no kinyan of the Mashkon that's B'Shas Halva, because that's not his. That's not his in order to be Mekadesh and Isha. When it's Shalob B'Shas Halva Aso, it's being given like his payment. But if it's B'Shas Halva Aso, then it's not. It's a security, but it doesn't count as payment. So it's not his to be Mekadesh a woman. He proves this for what it says later on, that Gemara wants to say about the Chachamim who hold that usually man gives a woman material, and he says, make for me, a woman gives a man material, and she says, make for me different types of jewelry, and I'll be Miskadeshes to you. She's not Mekudeshes until other money comes into her hands. Why? Because Yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'atself v'uman eino kone b'shevach hakli. That the schiris, in other words, the debt, starts at the very beginning. It's an accumulative debt that she owes him for making this jewelry. So that's considered a milva now. And an uman is not kona b'shevach kli, so he doesn't acquire the improvement of this kli. So when he gives it back to her, how is she mekudeshes? Because he's just it's a milve, and a mekadesh b'milve and a mekudeshes. In other words, she now owes him money. So this debt she has, he can't be mekadesh with the debt, and he can't be mekadesh with the kli itself, because uman ain't kona b'shevach kli. He wasn't calling anything in the Kli, so what's he Mekadeshah with? So says the Rosh, I don't understand. Even if an Uman is not Kona B'Shevach HaKli, nevertheless, the Kli is a Memushkan L'Uman, as Schar the toughest Le'agri. He can hold on to it in exchange for his wages. So even if Uman ain't no Kona B'Shevach HaKli, she should still be mekudeshes, because it's a mashkon in his hand, and he's now being mekadesh with the mashkon. He can hold on to it to ensure he gets his payment. So it must be She's not mekudeshes because mashkon b'shas halva'aso is in mekadesh. Since this mashkon shelo b'shas halva'aso, that's like payment. She's mekudeshes. But if it's just a security, like it is b'shas halva'aso, with that she's not mekudeshes. As the avnei miluim. That on the rush he asks in Simon Chav Ches Siiv Katan Hey, that the rush himself later on in Simon Chav Hey writes that b'mashkon dita afilu mishkanta lo b'shas halva v'kitshebo mekudeshes, if it's her mashkon, even if she was m'mashkin it b'shas halva and he was mekadesh her with it, she is mekudeshes. She is mekudeshes. And so the Rosh himself writes that if it's her mashgon, so in other words, he lends her $100 and she gives him a mashgon to ensure she's going to get her money back, to ensure that he'll get his money back, and then he gives her the mashkon to marry her. The Rosh says she's mekudeshes, and he brings a raya from the Gemara later on and Daf Yotes that even even if I'm a Mishkan or Bishas Halva, so she's Mekudeshes. So, not going to get into the Raya from the Gemara, but the question is on the Rosh from our Sugya that the Kli has a Torah's Mashkon Legabeya Uman. This craftsman has a Mashkon. So, how can the Rosh say she's not Mekudeshes? Because it's mashkon b'shas halva, but it's her mashkon, and if it's her mashkon, then she is mekudeshes. Even if it's a mashkon b'shas halva, she is mekudeshes because it's her mashkon. B'chol zot, what's the raya? And in Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, it says. Rav Amar of Nachman, Hamakadish ben Milve, Sheyesh Aleha Mashkon Mekudeshes. If a man is Makadish with a debt that has a Mashkon, she's Mekudeshes. In other words, he's Mochel. This milveh, this debt that has a mashkon, she's mekudeshes. Lav Omar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Shemos Rishonos, Lav Lekidusha Nitnu. Yosef Yehuda says that when the Adon gives the father money to be Tikkun of the Amma, it's not given for Kedushin. So, how then is she Mekudeshes? So the answer is, it's a Halva. It's like a Halva. In other words, the Adon gives the father $600, and so that's like a loan to the father. In the meantime, she's the mashkon. V'hi gufa mashkon. She's a mashkon for this shibud, that she has to do the work for this $600. So she works $550 worth, and then the adon leaves a little bit over, shava pruta, or $50, whatever he leaves over, and then he's miyayed her with the rest. So it's kedushin. So you see that she's considered a ma- we have a he's makadesh ben milva sheish la mashkon. There's a milva here. The milva is the money that he gives to the father. She's the mashkon, and now he's makadesh her. He's mekadesh her, even though normally we hold that you can't be mekadesh with a mashkon. But here he's mekadesh. So there's a big question here: how this kedushin is working. But Gemara says hachinami lo shna. So here it's no different when you're mekadesh a woman with a milva, with a debt that has a mashkon, she gave the mashkon. And now, he's mekadesh her with this mashkon. Because it's mashkon dida. So according to some, he's a mekadesh with the now with the mashkon itself. He doesn't even return the mashkon. It's just b'mechilas milve. But maybe the Avnei Miluim is understanding he's mekadesh with the mashkon itself. So we have to delve into that sugya. But that's not our avoda now. Now, just to get the Avnei Miluim's kasha, he says, look at this Gemara. The Gemara says, if you're Mekadesh ben Milva Sheshalem Mashkon, she's Mekudeshes. So, you see, you could be Mekadesh with a Mashkon, as long as it's her Mashkon. So, how then did the Rush write in our sugya in Simon Yud? That if it's a mashkon b'shas havasu, he can't be mekadesher. Why can't he be mekadesher? It's her mashkon. Mashkon dida, he can be mekadesher. The Rush writes mefurish, but mashkon dida, afilu mishkan esav b'shalav b'shas havasu, he can be mekadesh even if the mashkon was given at the time of the halva. So why don't we say here also? Why does the Rush say here, if he's mimashkin b'shas halva, if the mashkon was given at the time of halva, he can't be mekadesh with it? The Rush says if it's her mashkon, he can. And he brings a raya from Kiddushin Yotes, a mekadesh mil b'shas halva mashkon, she's mekudeshes. And there the mashkon was given b'shas halva, just like an Am Ivriya, right? The money was given at the time, and the mashkon was given at the same time, she's the mashkon. So you see, the money and the mashkon are given at the same time. So it's a mishkan of b'shas halva, so there it works. Should it also work over here? Mashkon, as long as it's mashkon dida, it should work. If it's her mashkon, he should be able to be mekadesher with it. So how can the Rush say, no, mishkan of b'shas halva, so it doesn't work, because the Gemara in Memches, that this kli that he has, he can't be mekadesher with the kli when she says, Aseli shirim, she's not mekudeshes, even though it's her mashkon. So what's the pshat? We have a steer in the Rush. One place the Rush says mashkon dida, she is mekudeshes. The other place says her mashkon, she's not mekudeshes. So Chaim brings from Tosis later on, Bava Kama Tzadi Tesamar Aleph, and later on in Bava Kama, right, that if in the case of Aseli Shirayim, etc., she says make jewelry, that we say that if we say that a mekadesh b'milva she's a mekudeshes, that would mean that even if yeshna l'schiris m'tchil levat sof, she's a mekudeshes. Kizash m'schiris m'tchil sof means that it's a commutative it is a cumulative. Is that the word? Well, you know what I mean, that it's a loan that keeps being added onto. And it's a keeps getting bigger and bigger as he makes her the shiraim. So there's schiris because his payment is like a debt. The debt becomes bigger and bigger as he's working. So when she says, make me this jewelry, if you say makadish milvus mikudeshes, so if you hold yeshna schiris mitchila batsof, so then she's mikudeshes because makadish b'milvus mikudeshes, and here you have a debt, so he's makadish her with his debt. Nevertheless, b'igia kli liyada. Nevertheless, hani mila b'igia kli liyada. This is only when she gets the kli. But before, and she's not mekudeshes, because even though mischayevus lo rishon, she is progressively mischayev more and more as he does the work, because yeshna lo schiris mitchila batsof, because the payment is from beginning to end. It's cumulative. I'm sorry, I can't get that word right. I think since he can't be toveh his schar until the kli comes into her hand, it's not considered that he gave her anything at the beginning until the end, when he can be tovei abedin. So therefore, the Tosa says that it's only when the kli comes into her hand. Beforehand, it's nothing, because before it comes into her hand, he can't be tovei any schar. If he can't be tovei any schar, so what's he makadisher with? So he only can be makadisher at the end. At the end, he gives her the kli, and he's mochel on the chov, and then she's miskadeshes. If you hold Makadish bin Milva Mekudeshes, the Avnei Miluim understands Pshat in Tosfos, Simen Chof Ches, Siv Katan Chof Bey, Siv Katan Chof Hey, Shekol Zman She'enu Machzir HaChefetz, Lo Avei Milva Klal. It's not a milva at all until he, it's not a debt at all until he gives back the object. And only when he gives it back, it becomes a milva l'mafreya. But we have to understand, so how's it shaykh to say that the Kli is a mashkon in the hand of the Uman? In the hand of the craftsman, right? We were saying before that the kli is a mashgon, as the Rush proved. The Rush says that the kli is a mashgon in the hand of the Uman, and nevertheless, he can't be makadisha with it, even though he's holding on to this kli, this mashgon, daf memches. He says he can't be Makadisha with it because you see that you can't be Makadish with a mashkon, but it's considered a mashkon. So the question is, how's it shaykh to say that this kli is a mashkon in the hand of the woman? Until he gives it back, there's no chov yet. According to the Avnei Milum, there's no chov until he gives it back, because it's not demandable. You can't demand the chov. So there's no chov yet. And when he gives it back, it's not a mashkon. The Avnei Milum and Sifkat and Chafhei, he writes that since when he's machzir the kli, it becomes a chov l'mafreya, the kli becomes a mashkon l'mafreya. But Rabbanu Shalom, where do you find the concept of a mashkon l'mafreya? A mashkon has to be before. A mashkon, you can have a chov l'mafreya. Yeah, it turns out that you really owed me money, so now you owe me money. But a mashkon, if b'shas ma'isa wasn't a mashkon, what good of a mashkon is it? So it shouldn't count as a mashkon l'mafreya. Is it mashkon l'mafreya? So how can you say that this kli is a mashkon if there's no chov, according to the Avnei Milum, there's no chov, there's no debt until he gives it back. So if there's no debt until he gives it back, it's not a mashkon. Because as long as he's holding on to it, as long as the man is holding on to it, there's no debt. And then when he gives it back, it's not a mashkon anymore. So this is a difficult understanding of Tosfos, that there's no debt until he returns the mashkon. So we want to understand Pshat and Tosfos. So Mitzvah Shem, I'm hoping God should give us life and health, and we'll be able to see some neflos mitaras Hashem in the next year, and then see more neflos, and then get to a pshat and tosfos, and please God, we will rejoice. Yetz Hashem, b'li neder. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.